Are you doing something dirty?
Are you doing something your parents don't know about?
Are you breaking the law?
Are you breaking the rules?
Open your knees and feel the breeze. Nottingham's calling and punk is here to stay.
Hello, mate. All right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Everybody, and welcome to the Punk Rock Show.
Yes, we're back. Nuts Calling is
back.
Yeah,
we're a little bit more chilled out. You've finished all of your uni stuff. I've got my last exam coming up, but apart from that, we're pretty calm, and we're going to really mess that up by playing you some hardcore punk tunes over the next hour.
Yeah, we've got so many good tunes to play you this week. Really excited.
We've really channeled our procrastination into the playlist for the show. So if the quality is exceeding what you normally expect, just know that's because my grades are decreasing almost as we speak.
Yeah, we're sacrificing our degrees right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right, we're going to kick off the show with a favourite. Here's the Velvet Underground with I'm Waiting for the Man. Shoes and a big straw hat. And waited for the man there, the Velvet Underground. What a way to start the show.
I mean, it's such a sort of weird, hyper famous group. Like, we were talking just while the song was on about how obviously Lou Reed is their lead singer, but they had a pretty interesting managerial choice in the 60s when they were set up. They were managed by Andy Warhol, and they played quite a lot of their gigs as his sort of house band at his, like,
it's
famous,
insane, isn't it?
Famous exhibitions and stuff like that. It's crazy. And I was looking up about them last night. Apparently, their first album didn't even receive much critical acclaim. It took, like, 20 years for people to start to go, like, Rolling Stone now say it's, like, one of the greatest and most forward-thinking albums ever made. And people didn't even like it. I think it's one of those things is how, like, over time, countercultural sort of music becomes more mainstream. And that when it initially comes out, people
it's a bit
just
of
like,
retrospective,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah. But I suppose 10 years on, Lou Reed is massive on his own.
Yeah.
So this is like, oh, let's look at his legacy. And then you find, like, I'm Waiting for the Man, which is, like, one of the greatest songs, like, in this genre ever written.
Mm.
Yeah. It's, like, it's on that level of, like, the Iggy Pop classic, like, if you're thinking about this period of time and you're thinking about this sort of music, this is the first place you come. To switch up from that, though, we've got something a bit newer for you now, haven't we?
Yeah, so this isn't our new track of the week, this is our new artist, but this is Charlie Favourite. We need to have, like, a feature of Charlie's favourites or something, because this band, Zach doesn't know what they sound like. He's never heard of them before.
So you're going to get my live reaction.
This is going to be his first listening to it, but I reckon he will really like it, and I reckon you will too. I've been listening to this band since 2008, 2007, when they really hit it big. And I'm going to play two of their songs back to back, and they're both very good songs, and they're both, I'd argue, more of their punk kind of things. They are a British punk rock band, but they are strange in the fact that they mix punk with hip hop, and they have inspirations from jazz. So you get quite a lot of mixture in terms of their music. It's really, really good, and if you like rock, punk, or rap, you'll like this band because it mixes all of those three. This one that I'm going to play first is What If Punk Never Happened, and it's a little bit more indie, it's less punk, it is a long song, but it's a good song, and it's all about what if the world had no punk in it.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'm going to play a song called Off With Their Heads, and if you haven't seen the video for this, go watch it, because Off With Their Heads has pictures of David Cameron all over the place.
Yeah, I assume if you're listening to this show, you aren't inherently right-wing, so I don't think it'll offend you too much, the video.
Yeah,
but
it's,
you know, if you do have conservative tendencies, I'd probably stay away. Stay away from the video, but enjoy the music.
It's quite an entertaining video. They're called the King Blues. You might have heard of them. They have been in mainstream rock. Not mainstream pop, but mainstream rock. They've been notable. They have supported a few bands as well. And their newest album was released in 2017. I'm not going to play anything from that album because it's a little bit more rock than punk. That's called The Gospel Truth. So if you fancy any rock at all, go check that one out. But here is What If Punk Never Happened. And this is from their 2008 album. This is The King Blues.
Well, on a cold Tuesday morning, I was walking into town. I had my headphones blaring. I didn't notice what was around. I crossed the road. A car swerved, nearly ran me down. I looked in the driver's seat. I swear to God, it was Doc Brown. He said, are you Michael J. Fox? I said, no, I'm Johnny Fox. He said, yeah, that's close enough. You best get inside, because I'm taking you with me to see another time, a place you could only have dreamed of in your mind. It's an alternative reality situated just outside of Clapham. So strap yourself in, because where we're going, you don't need roads to get to where punk never happened. We landed in a concrete desert, rubble as far as the eye could see. I says to Doc, where we going? Doc says he's following me. We found the only building in the city that was left standing. It was my local venue, I know, because I recognise the landing. And there's a gig on tonight. This town ain't so bad. I got everything I need right here in this pad. So I pulled out a bottle and took a heroic swig. Made myself comfortable and got ready for the gig. Well, an hour after doors and there was still no one there. The sound man was on acid, the fucking long hair. And the bands never showed, cause they didn't see the point. When all the kids are at home, still smoking a joint. They won't go out and do nothing, man, not on your Nelly. Now they're just watching the telly and then they're feeding their belly. Their parents listen to the Beatles while they listen to Nirvana. Cause Green Day and the Pistols, well, they never heard either. They got long sleeve t-shirts, they never shower. Man, they still believe in flower power. Yeah, the hippie dreams faded, but they got nothing new, so they wear flares and slippers and burn incense sticks too. The kids would rather skate than go out and smash the state, while their parents sit still and meditate. Man, actions are low and people just don't care. They zoned out to their surroundings, the anger's not there. And I'm stuck in this hippie grunge reality, where the buildings are crumbling down from apathy. Yeah, they grab you at school when you've just turned 13 and show you your brand new lifelong routine. You can sleep and work and sleep, so you can save up the money to buy a new Jeep, so you can sleep and work and sleep, then work, then work, then sleep. I pulled a fanzine out my back pocket, held it in my hands and watched the colours slowly fade away. The words bled right off of the pages till it had nothing left to say. I banged on the jukebox, but it was useless. It had no good records on, not even something weak like the best punk album in the world ever, volume one. And outside the windows, I saw the excavators coming to tear the place down. No one stopped them, for there is no community left in this town. There's no one around to fight Margaret Thatcher. The power of the flower just couldn't match her. Too strong was the will of parliament to cause damage. The with no punk rock, everything went unchallenged. Land got knocked down to build more land. It got knocked down again for a couple more grand. With no punk, the protests are gonna throw back, calling each other comrade. Of course the young folks' attendance started to fade, so it was easy for the police to move in, they were trusted. And that's when the whole damn town got busted. They moved CCTV cameras in everywhere, but the people were too apathetic to care. They made them carry ID cards to stay where they're from, as if by being born they had done something wrong. They shipped all the poor folk to live out in the edges, so the rich folk could move in and peer over their hedges. But before you leave, you better build our homes. There, we've done you a favour, now you're on your own. This ain't your home no more. Go find somewhere new. I know you ain't got the money, cause it's me who employs you. I know everything about you, where you eat, how you dress, your hobbies, your turn-ons and your email address. Well, I had you working in the dark, you didn't realise. I completely stopped
doubt your ability to organise. I didn't let you have a reason to communicate. I banned punk rock, knowing you hippies would seal your own fate. I controlled everything you wrote, everything you created. I distracted you with advertisements so you forgot what you hated. I fed your dark side, kept you consuming and competing. And like a dog that doesn't know when to stop eating, you took it all along was it my intention. You could have beat me if punk rock was your invention. Instead the city will be sold to the highest bids. If only Sham 69 had have united the kids. If only the foreskins had told us ACAB. If only the Ramones had let us know we were a happy family. If only the Buzzcocks had shown us how to do it ourselves. If only Crass had shown us there were things more important than wealth. If only the Vandals had shown us it was okay to smile. If only the dead Kennedys had helped us put our government on trial. If only Rancid had played live and brought with them that vibe. If we'd have had Sick of All and Madball, we could have been them all on the front line. If we'd have had Gigi added, we'd have learned it's okay to be hated. If we'd had the Refuse, then we could have innovated. If we'd had Poison Idea, then they couldn't push us over. If it had Minor Threat, then we could have done it sober. If it had Against Me, we could have done it unplugged. If we had Operation Ivy, we could have done it and fucked up. If we'd had The Blitz, The Clash, Disorder, Propaganda, The Exploiting, No Effects, and anyone that's handy, there's a lesson to be learned. One that I will take home when I return to my normal reality zone. Punk rock has the power to change the world. It lies in every single punk rock boy and girl. So don't let anyone tell you you're not worth the earth. These streets are your streets, this earth is your turf. Don't let anyone tell you you've got to give in, cause you can make a difference, you can change everything. Let your dreams be your pilot, your imagination your fuel. Tear up the book and write your own damn rules. Use all that hard hope and soul that you've got, and the love and the rage that you feel in your gut. And realise that the other world that you're always looking for lies right here in front of us, just outside the door. And it's up to you to go out and paint the canvas. After all, you were put on the earth to do this. So shine your light so bright that all can see. Take pride in being whoever the fuck you want to be. Throw your fist in the air in solidarity and shout Viva La Punk, Just One Life Anarchy.
Okay, so that was the King Blues with What If Punk Never Happened.
I think that's the most meta tune that I've ever heard. Like, a song about a song about how songs are constructed.
Yeah.
I love that.
It basically summed up what would happen. Like, why punk is so important to our culture.
Yeah. Well,
if you weren't a punk fan before that song, you need to be now, because it makes a sound argument. Like, history wouldn't have changed without the punk movement.
Yeah, it's interesting actually that you were sort of like being a bit apologetic about this song as not being super punk.
Well, it isn't, but they're using the music to talk about
definitely
itself.
I would say that one of the characteristics of punk is the fact that the music is very minimalistic. Like, the actual construction of the songs, like, although the noise and the actual sound is like vast, like, the way they actually put the music together is very similar to that, like, beat with just something layered on top.
Yeah.
And he talks about, like, I'm really embracing my inner punk nerd right now, but he says, talks about ACAB, which was from the 70s. It was like a famous magazine cover, and basically it had the chord progressions for ACAB printed on the top, and then the caption, "Now go make a punk song."
Yeah,
because that was the attitude. And even though that this song is like, it's obviously not a traditional punk song, like, the fact that it plays homage to that and the way that it presents itself shows that they actually really do know what they're talking about.
Well, if you're still not convinced by the King Blues, here is a song that is a lot more punk from them. Here is Off With Their Heads by the King Blues. Enjoy.
Yeah. guess who's back? I'm pissed off again. Bastards in power, nobody's stopping them. So I'm ticking my shit list off again. Now who do we kill? Blood on our hands, man, history's evil. God save the queen, bald-headed eagle. We bomb innocent people to save innocent people. This ain't just stupid, it's stupid, a sequel. Off with their heads! Off with their heads! Off with their heads! I ain't asking you to blame. First thing I'm asking is who got most to gain? I'm out of step, just a minor threat. You keep the bags on top and the whole world in debt. We hold our hands up to empires that we bless. Why do we insist on being oppressed? Now we constantly say to stop with me, but I ain't a pig. Don't try fucking me. Off with the heads. 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 Heads. Off. I'm out seeking a new type of education. I'm sick of my situation, there ain't nothing changing. I daydream of later generations rising up quicker than my sea, gentrification, rich man's masturbation. I ain't spitting a revelation, so to wait, trickle down, be patient, it's blatant, no fix. This is the state of the nation, if you ain't a lawmaker, you a lawbreaker. So stand up! Up! Stand up! Up! Up with the head!
So that was my trip down memory lane with the King Blues there.
That song is definitely a lot more punk.
Yeah. Zach was like, oh, this sounds like Enter Shikari. And if anybody knows me, they know that I love Enter Shikari. Yeah. And they have punk influences as well. Mm-hmm. And the King Blues were kind of my stepping stone onto Enter Shikari, who are a little bit more metal than the King Blues. But I absolutely love the King Blues. And if you haven't heard of them before, go check them out, because they're fantastic and all their songs are politically motivated. They're incredible, they really are.
I think as punk as a genre has to adjust to what is popular, because you can't just make music for music's sake as much as you could in the 60s and 70s. Like, you're going to get more and more influences. But we were talking about while the song was playing about how the lead singer is a rapper. We were having an interesting discussion about whether, like, a lot of punk artists, they are more akin to rappers than they actually are to singers. We were talking about the Velvet Underground, and if you really think about it, Lou Reed is one of the main like vocalists of the sort of punk and mod movement. But like Johnny Rotten, like they were more famous for their shouting and their other vocalizations than they were for their ability to perform like ballads and sing and stuff like that. So this is a very, very true but modernised rendition of what is, you know, the traditional punk,
what is punk?
Classic bands. Yeah. Yeah,
it's interesting to see how punk has moved on over the years as well.
Mm.
Seeing, you know, from playing like the Velvet Underground to King Blues is quite a transition.
This, one of the beauties of doing a show like this is that we get the chance to, you know, put two songs show together that are 40 years apart.
Yeah.
And totally different sound wise and then because of the character of the music, that's where you find the punk element. It's not so much about the sound, which is the beauty. That's why we can play Enter Shikari alongside the Velvet Underground or the King Blues or you know,
alongside a band, little band called Subhumans, who we're going to play next.
The Subhumans, so this is a narco punk, which like is far more interesting than any other form of punk, because basically even in the construction of their music, they're just like, oh, I'm not gonna bow down to any central system. So we'll give you a chance to listen to this song by Subhumans now.
Yeah,
and you'll probably hear that they do music a little bit differently to everyone else.
This song is Mickey Mouse Is Dead. You may have heard of it before. It's from their 1983 The Day the Country Died album. It's probably one of their most famous, I would argue.
I would say that this is the most famous Subhumans song.
You probably have heard this before, but We just love it. Here is Mickey Mouse Is Dead by the Subhumans.
Mickey Mouse is dead, got kicked in the head, cause people got too serious, they planned out what they said. They couldn't take the fantasy, tried to accept reality, analyze the laughs, cause pleasure comes in halves. The purity of comedy, they had to take it seriously, change the words around, try to make it look profound. A comedian is on stage, it's taken for a wage. The critics think he's great, but the laughter turns to hate. Mickey Mouse is on TV, and the kids stare at the screen. But the pictures are all black and white, the words don't mean a thing. Cause mommy's got no money, and daddy is in jail. He couldn't afford the license, she can't afford the bail. Out in the road, their minds have all gone cold. Cause Mickey Mouse is dead, they shot him through the end. With ignorance and scorn, they think there's something new. They read the papers, watched the films, and thought they knew the truth. Now we have got the Mickey Mouse. Reality deceit, no matter what you believe, it's always another idea, and there's this baseball fear. The fear of being sus, for what they really are. The fear of being laughter, when they go too far. They call it paranoia, you can't up it away, until you come to realise everyone's the same. People like their problems and the faces of contempt. They hide them till it kills them, and no one else thinks them, not even you. You, 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 you've got a Mickey Mouse. One, two, three, four.
So that was the Subhumans there. Absolutely love that song. They are the original anarchists. They really are.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I just imagine Walt Disney, if he was still alive, sitting in his bedroom crying at the mention of Mickey Mouse's poor demise at the hand of these anarchist punks.
Yeah, they're also the band that don't stop coming back. They split up in 1985, and shortly after they made that album, and then they came back in 1991 even for a reunion tour, and then broke up again, and then came back in 2007
for a reunion
tour, and they released an album in 2007, which I haven't listened to, but I'm quite tempted to, because
the
music must have changed.
Whatever music they're going to put out is going to sound exactly like...
Do you think?
Mickey Mouse is Dead. I don't think they're the type of band that is going to develop a sound.
Like, yeah,
last week we
talked
about
know.
In Shikarian, we're talking about how like they changed from more pop... from more punk influences and rock influences to like some Brit pop and things like that. I can't imagine that happening.
I don't know, it's different with anarchist punk though, because when the political movements change, I guess it's still... I guess it hasn't changed so drastically
yeah.
that there's not anything to rave about. I guess you're right.
But they must be coming back because they've got something to say.
Yeah, well, that's the point. So they came back in 2007 to release this album, which I'm going to listen to and maybe play next week. And then they haven't stopped touring since. But talking of people who are touring, we have got some new music now.
Here's some new music, you fucking slags.
And the new music is Flatworms.
So, Flatworms are an LA band.
And the songs we're going to play for you today are from their self-titled album, 2017, Flatworms by Flatworms. excellent name as well, by the way. They are an LA band who describe themselves on their website as having a lot of late capitalist era anxious energy, which I think is the most modern way to say that. You are sort of the same anarchist punk as Subhumans, who we just played. The first song we're going to play is Pearl, and this is sort of the song that's really taken off. And then we're going to have a little chat, and then we'll give you the second song, and you know, we can see what you think, and I'll see what Charlotte thinks, because she's not heard this song
yet. I have heard this one.
Have you?
Yeah, you were playing it this morning.
Really?
Weren't you?
No.
Oh, that's obviously me half asleep then this morning. I'm imagining punk music. Right, here is Pearl, Flatworms. That was Pearl there by Flatworms.
What did you think?
I like it. I like the guitar in it. It's particularly nice.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely. I like the vocals as well. And they're in quite a privileged position because they're signed to Vola Records, but they're like a subsidiary of the Rough Trade Group that we talk about almost constantly on this show.
We really do.
And so they've got like a good sort of inroad into the industry, and as part of that, and the fact that Rough Trade's quite big in Nottingham, They are touring and visiting the Bodega on the 7th of June, and the doors open at 7 o'clock.
So, yeah, we're actually contemplating going, so if you guys decide to go and join us, see us there. They sound... I'd be up for it. I'd be up for going.
I think it's... I think it's the sort of band as well that it doesn't... You don't really get the sort of Americanized, like, element to their punk music.
No.
It's more... I would say it's more out of the roots of, like, British punk than... And more Sex Pistols than, you know, stuff like the Subhumans that we were talking about before.
Yeah.
But you can definitely see the influences of sort of the... It's not perfect in the way that it's put together, and that's part of the charm. It's almost like as if they've bought you sort of something that they've made themselves. Like, it's very homemade, even though, like, the production quality is actually quite high. The next song that we're going to play by Flatworms is Motorbike. And this is not the headline track that made all the big news from their self-titled album last year, but this is the one that their fan base has really sort of taken to.
Mm.
And, you know, sort of the group's sub-anthem that not everyone will talk about if you want to introduce them to them, but from listening to the album, I would say that this is definitely one that you can't miss out on.
I've heard a snippet of this, and it was a lot of noise.
Yeah.
So that's always encouraging when it comes to punk
down
music. I've just read somewhere a review. Apparently, this review is claiming that they're the best live band on the planet.
Really?
Yeah. So if you are free on the 7th of June, maybe it is worth going to see them. Just for that one review.
I think it's one of those things that a lot of the new artists that we pick get labelled with that. Like, Idols last week are known to... Idols are the band we played last week, if you weren't listening. But they're a band with another great reputation for their live shows. And I think that's part of the energy that they bring to the stage. And to the way that they sort of portray themselves as a sort of like a group and engage with their fan base. And I'm very excited. I want to go see this band. And if they manage to capture the energy and noise that is present in the song that we're going to play for you now, then it's really going to be a night to remember.
Just think of this line from this review. There's no hidden agenda here. The intention is to make as much noise as quickly as possible, and it sure does that. There's no deviation, no clever studio trickery, just in-your-face ear effrontery. It's a shattering but ultimately thrilling listen.
So,
and after that, I think we should just play it.
Oh yeah, let it speak for itself.
Here is Motorbike by Flatworms.
Nobody knows where to go, so let's take a ride. side.
Flatworms there with Motorbike.
It's loud.
It's loud.
It's proud, but it's brilliant.
It's good. It's good. I enjoyed that. And I think, I definitely would be up for going to see them.
Yeah. Well, it comes out of a sort of an American revival movement called psych rock. But I think in its character, it's incredibly sort of based off of the punk movement. I think it's part of the sort of relabeling that happens in industries when, you know, like, punk isn't as big or as memorable in America as it is for the British.
Yeah.
Like, as a cultural phenomenon, it's more of a musical phenomenon. So when they're repackaging these things, they're calling it something else. But the character and the construction of the music is punk.
Talking about punk music, we're going to go... We are going to go back now to classic punk, basically.
Yes, and we're going to embrace another stunning female vocalist.
Yeah, so this is Susie and the Banshees, as we like to pronounce Susie.
Yes, so Susie, spelt S-I-O-U-X-S-I-E. We're calling her Susie because her name is Susan. So we are... it's not the most punk first name in the world,
no.
but the way she spelled it here is probably in line with something a bit more off the rail.
This band are incredible and have been deemed one of the best punk bands of all time. Their lead guitarist has been rated by Mojo in the list of 100 greatest guitarists of all time.
It doesn't surprise me.
They're just an incredible band, and they kept changing their sound. They were always punk through and through, but they kept changing their sound on every album almost. Mm.
This song that we're going to play for you is sort of from their early. So the sound is described as post-punk, but at the time that it was coming out was 1969. So it is still in the middle of punk, but it's developed a little bit, and I think it's part of the sort of the Americanization of punk music as well. So the song that we're going to play for you now is a very, very good example of how punk... experienced its first sort of change as sort of a musical style, we looked at, what was it, who did we play not last week, Span, the other female,
X-Ray Specs,
that's what I was thinking of. I don't know why I thought it was Span. Yeah, but X-Ray Specs are a sort of a product of Susie and the Banshees. And so the example of her music and the band's music that we're going to play for you now hopefully is quite representative and shows you where especially the female side of punk was leading as the 70s began.
Mm-hmm. Here it is, Hong Kong Garden by Susie and the Banshees.
This is URN.
Hong Kong elements in the air, symbol
Hong Kong Garden there, Susie and the Banshees.
I think there's something very powerful about female punk artists. I think, like, whereas the male vocals are very shouty, I find that, like, Susie and the Banshees and X-Ray Specs and Joan Jett, they've got, like, a piercing, like, almost haunting, like, element to the way that they sing. And I think it just brings a whole different dimension to the musicality of this, what is essentially, you know, a very rough and ready form of just art, and the way that they sort of construct their identities at the same time as, you know, performing their music. And I think that the sort of voice of women in the punk movement is very, very sort of anti-institutional, and I think they carry a lot of real power, you know, even beyond those of the sort of male great lead singers like Johnny Rotten and things like that. I think there's something memorable about people and the women that sort of really took the sort of new form of music and really made it their own.
I completely agree. Going back to America, though.
Yes.
We're going to talk about the Descendants next. The album I know the best from Descendants is Milo Goes to College from 1982.
Yes.
That's the one that I know the best. But they have so many, and they all have the same little figurine on the front of glasses, spiky hair, and shirt and tie. You've probably seen him before.
Is his name Joe?
I think so.
I think it's Joe.
He's quite a famous little figurine, and it just represents...
Oh, no, it's Milo.
Milo, of course,
obviously, yeah.
And he kind of represents the band quite a lot.
I think it represents sort of what they're going through as well. They're quite an interesting band. You know, they started together with one of the members that would stay with them for a long time, Frank Navarta, and their lead singer, but they couldn't find another two members for the band. They couldn't find a bassist, and they couldn't find a drummer. And one of the great things about Milo Goes to College is that the guys that they eventually brought in 79 really took over. So you've got a lot more heavy drums and a lot more heavy bass, and the music is a lot more full than a traditional punk song. So it's a very, very interesting adaptation and development in the way that music was starting to put itself together, especially in America. And I think it leads to a lot of the way that metal and rock at the same time started to develop a way of putting their music together that was more ready to be put out into the sort of popular music world, rather than people that were just sharing the feelings and the sentiments of the people that wrote the songs and wrote the music. So the song that we're going to play for you now is Suburban Home.
Yeah, this is from Milo Goes to College
For everything we've just talked about the construction of the music and the sentiments of the artists and their experience and how they feel about the world, I think this is a perfect example. So this is Suburban Home by the Descendants.
I want to be stereotyped. I want to be classified.
I wanna be classified. I wanna be suburban home.
want to be classified.
So that's the Descendants there, Suburban Home. I kind of get like post-punk feel with the voice. Mm. Even though that was still the 1980s,
yeah, no,
it's really
understand.
Strange that they've already got the post-punk vocal there.
Yeah, I feel like a few weeks ago we talked about how Green Day fit into the general story, and I think vocally they're very, very, very,
very similar. They're obviously one of the first ones to have adopted that style.
Yes.
And now there's so many bands that have exactly the same speech style.
I think there's something in that song as well. Like there's like a pitch and tempo shift like halfway through, two-thirds towards the end. And I feel like you don't get that from early traditional punk. Mm-hmm. It's when the people that are true musicians start to go, well, this is an art form that we really need to be spending our time on. And this leads perfectly on to the next band we're talking about.
Yeah, so we're going to branch out the branches again.
The branch is going all over the
all
place
all the
today.
Way out. This is horror punk we're going to go to now.
Yeah, so this is Misfits.
Not to be mistaken for the television show.
No. I don't think that they made very good punk music, actually.
The horror punk genre, they've been vital in this genre. Mm. They're one of the first ones to start doing it. It's kind of gothic and punk rock sounds mixed together. They have violent imagery, morbid imagery, and to give you a picture of what Misfits look like, they have like almost the Kiss face paint on when they perform, which is very gothic in sense. A lot of metal bands who are goth metal or death metal wear face paint. It's kind of a signifier for that kind of genre. Mm. So this is punk's take on on that genre.
But more so than that, like although they bring something brand new to the punk world, this is sort of a hidden supergroup. Mm. So obviously you've got the lead singer and the bassist who came to they were just friends that came into the band, but then they managed to recruit the Black Flag guitarist, who is unbelievable. Like we've played some great guitarists on this show today, but he is an exceptional guitarist. And then former Ramones drummer Marky Ramone, who I believe the band was named after. So there's quite a lot going into this sort of setting up of the horror punk genre. So
give them a look on YouTube, because there's lots of live videos and they're quite a stage presence. So give them a little look if you've got time. But we're going to play Last Caress now by Misfits. This one is probably one of their more famous ones. It's from 1997, from their Static Age album. And it's listed on the classic punk tracks.
It's not the longest song in the world.
It's
but
not.
It's one of those songs that you hear you part of it and you're just like, I just missed another 10 seconds, so I've got to go back and listen to it again. There's so much going on in
this
music.
You get the feel for it straight away, I think. So here it is, His Last Caress by Misfits.
Oh,
So that was the Misfits there with Last Caress. We're going to end the show with Minutemen now, who broke up in 1985 after their vocalist's death in a vehicle accident, which is really, really sad. But they're an American punk band, and this is from 1981, I think, the album.
Yeah.
So this is their most famous one. It's Corona. Absolutely love this song. Mm. It's really nice.
We've we've had a great time doing the show again today.
We have.
And we're going to leave you with this final thought from the lead singer of the Minutemen, who said that they're not called the Minutemen because of how short their songs are, but because of a whole different other range of factors. But this final song is not the longest song in the world,
no.
But we love it. So thank you for listening again this week. We love doing the show for you. So
and
enjoy.
We'll be back next week with loads more punk music to introduce you to. But here is Minutemen by Corona. Here is Corona by Minutemen. Almost got to the end of the show. Yeah.